getting in the car. Very overcast, a little foggy today.
Bass on the bottom, bass on the...
Blues has always been totally American. As American as Apple Pie.
F-Squad, Grand Royal.
Just not finding it this morning.
Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss. How to come through with seven coats of the gloves. Show you how to be the man.
Performances.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, we even...
up, son. Maintaining, you know? You good, right? Anything proper still, right? Come on, man. What's the matter with you, man? Ain't nothing. Just want us to be on.
Tell a friend, if that's ever again, that devil's keep coming through. What's the shot on your block? Give me a suit, get it right. All my six will get tense, let's get it heavy. All my niggas take a soap off this week, let it begin. Here we go. Yo, you already know what it do. Brand new, back from the slums of Beetle Brook. Throw your duck, throw your duck, throw your duck. Back from the slums of Beetle Brook.
Money dress a lab, get rock, money bags, black two bags, game passes on G-Max. You try to take pictures, relax, sit on the grass, and you learn respect. First one I ask, rhyme master, busy on the subject. Love that, dog, battle, drug vest, snuff sack, sailing in motion. Nighttime chokes, gorillas and boats, three boats, the pillars, killer. Gangs split, no combination, you'll switch up. Lava nation, fly formation, vivid vacation, deliberation, moments. Move like 91 Romans, clothes, everything, chins only, the rents on the stove, I'm at home. Max now, manic style, our team, brand bandits, make a move and get blown off the planet, baby, home lag cannon. Just understand, we got the whole shit, bad locked down, my niggas won't have me.
It's that simple again, that devil's been coming. What's the shot on your block, give me a suit, get it right. All my chicks will get tense, let's get it in. All my niggas take a toe off this week, let it begin. Here we go, yo, y'all already know what it do, brand new. Back from the slums of Beetle Brook, throw your duck, throw your duck, throw your duck.
I'm pretty sure I did not win the lottery. It's hard. It's a hard reality to face. But yeah, I didn't buy any tickets. It turns out that is the first step for that stuff. So this person almost just merged into a string of cars. Like, there wasn't even close to an opening for them to merge into. They just started making the move. Like,
Thank you. been fabulous. No losses.
Weird or something, back of my neck's a little pinched up or something. Did that ESPN esports thing just launch today? I saw someone talking about it. Seemed kind of silly. Or, I mean, not silly, but like maybe not a great step into.
Music is Joey Bad, and back to music we play on Hip Hop Nation
by joining that realm
on SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation.
It's gotta be a hard thing to build, you know, when you're, when you just don't really have. I mean, you gotta go out and get people or whatever, right? You know, you go find the experts in the field or something, but like. You know, being a site, being a company with like very little knowledge about video games, like institutional knowledge about that topic, like to go try to launch something that is like all the way down the video game rabbit hole and then some, and try to cover incredibly seems tough. Thank you. So I guess they're still taking money for the PC version of Hitman. There was that story yesterday, or the, I guess, you know, what was it, the PS4 pre-orders for Hitman got canceled, and I thought, well, maybe that, you know, that game always sounded like it was a hair away from being free-to-play, so maybe they were just going to go that route with it or something, but it sounds like they're still happy to take your money on Steam, so... Maybe that's not the case. Still, what a weird thing. Maybe they're taking pre-orders at the wrong price or something? I don't native, would you mind saying fuck the LA Rams for me? What about Eric Dickerson? He was an LA Ram, wasn't he? Yeah, I mean, fuck the LA Rams. It's, you know, what a fucking, like, dumb situation. We're like, oh yeah, we got two teams that are gonna move. Like, we're going from zero teams to two teams in a market that has proven that they don't actually give a fuck about football. Right? I mean, that's, you know, fucking Raiders move there. Rams have been there. And they both fucking left again. You know, it's like... It just doesn't seem... like a fantastic move for football. Well, whatever, football gets to have, you know, teams in LA, and that matters for football, I'm sure. But how fucking weird does it then have to be like the fucking Raiders? As I saw, they withdrew yesterday from moving. How weird does it then have to be that they're like, hey, Oakland, hey, we like you guys. Yeah, Oakland Raiders. Let's do this. You should come to the games. And yeah, they're getting money from Oakland for new stadium stuff finally, right? I mean, like, the Niners moving seems fucking crazy. Like, that, it's one of those things where now they're so far away from San Francisco that them still being the San Francisco 49ers is, like, should be some kind of crime. Like, they're in Santa Clara. That's not actually close to here. But yeah, I guess it's like what the New York teams play in Jersey, right? That's fucked up. I mean, that's a different state. That's literally a different fucking state. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And it's just for merchandise, right? I mean, no one would buy a Santa Clara 49ers hat. People are like, what the fuck is Santa Clara? You'd be like, well, it's where all the big concerts are, because there's nothing in San Francisco that's, like, arena-sized for that stuff, other than where the Giants play, and that's not always a great place to see a show. It's not an indoor arena, so... You gotta go down to Shoreline or something in Mountain View or wherever it is. You know, it's down around there. I don't know. It's down there somewhere. It's like everything south of San Francisco is just down there somewhere. And yeah, what, the LA Rams aren't even playing in LA, right? Carson or something? I mean, the Rams moving like whatever. They move before. It's, and, you know, that felt the same way about the Raiders, where it's like, ah, those guys move around. It's stupid. But whatever. The Chargers is the one that seems weird to me. Like, that just seems like, yeah, the San Diego Chargers. And San Diego seems like a big enough city that should have a football team. And I don't know. The people that I know that are Chargers fans seem pretty diehard about that team. I don't know how well the team does there in his home market, like tickets wise or whatever, but if they go from zero teams to two teams, especially like what are those stadium proposals? Wasn't it just like, yeah, they're both gonna play in the same place? Like, what? Like, is that how you get around the part where like people don't actually give a fuck about football in LA? Just like, well, we'll have two teams there and it'll work out in the end. Whatever. I don't follow it that closely. It was just one of those things that, you know, was big enough to where I noticed it was happening, I guess.
That's more new music being played, by the way. You can like it, or you can hate it. Join the hip-hop music meeting.
Log on to SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation.
Y'all stay tuned.
Player with the passport, it's like a ladder, bitch. It's anything you ask. with me on Sirius XM. Peace.
What will Nelly do? What will the Saint Lunatics do if the Rams leave town?
My Patriots make the Super Bowl. We'll hear the sideline chatter better on microphone.
Come on. 118, Sirius XM.
I wish the weapon leveling stuff from Disgaea was in a game that was not Disgaea. I know other games have had leveling weapons, but like, there's an insanity to that that I would like to see in a game that, that maybe I would be into playing.
Simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of Pink.
Flipping homes. Let's flip some homes. I'm a home flipper. The most noblest of professions.
Bye.
light has changed, but none of these cars are moving. Cool. Cool. Cool.
SiriusXM brings you the first channel with direct access to the world's top business minds. We're only a phone call away, offering practical advice and information on real-world business issues. Business radio, powered by the Wharton School. When everyone is despondent because the market went down, that's when they can't get out. And of course, that's when you should be thinking.
back in the barn, and harvests are great. Poncho Motivo, America's number one seed treatment, has done it again, protecting more than 40 million acres of corn from nematodes and early season insects both above and below the ground. Corn growers are getting better value, healthier stands, and improving yields by 10 bushels per acre on average over standard seed-applied fungicide systems. Want higher yields?
I'm giving you $1,000 for knowing the phrase that pays. For knowing the phrase that pays. Radio voice.
Money, $1,000 with our phrase that pays. I'm Trina Gonzalez from Wild 24/9, and be ready for our call to call you back. It's Wild 24/9, the phase number one hit music station. And
from the Exergen Temporal Thermometer Weather Center.
A cloudy day ahead, rain free until the evening, highs mainly 50s. Rain develops tonight into tomorrow morning.
This update is brought to you by Subway.
Every day,
what?
Get a different classic 6-inch sub plus chips and a 21-ounce fountain drink for just $6. Or a different classic footlong sub for $6.
Oh, all right. We made it. Gosh. Say Thursday? Today is Thursday. All right, well, yeah, that's... Okay, then. I gotta go and do whatever it is I do on Thursdays. I'll see you guys later. Have a good day.